Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
An Erios production.
Hello, everyone. It's me. It's Jen. My season was over, but then something happened 2 days ago, and that was 24 minutes of Britney Spears herself speaking to the judge, something that was made public for all of us to hear. It's what Britney wanted, was to speak to everyone, for everyone to know what happened to her in the 4 months following the cancellation of her Domination show. And some of that includes being punished, being put on lithium, where she felt drunk and out of control, unable to communicate with her mom and dad, not being able to spend the holidays with her children in Louisiana, being threatened, things being held over her head. If you do this, then you get to do that. Not having control over her own money, being forced to work when she didn't want to, and looking around and noticing that all of those people technically work for her and yet having zero control. Being constantly manipulated, people going into rooms, shutting doors, talking about her behind her back, saying one thing, meaning another, not having access to her friends, her fellow sisters in sobriety in AA, not being able to drive in a car with her boyfriend, being forced to be on birth control, not even taking a pill, not having the old NuvaRing, having an IUD put in her body and not being able to go to the doctor and have them take it out when she wants to start a family with Sam, get married. She kept talking about she wants the real deal. And then she would go on to explain what that was. And it wasn't a private plane. It wasn't, you know, to get back on the road. It was to have a child and to get married. These are the things Britney wants.
And I want to have the real deal. I want to be able to get married and have a baby. I was told right now in the conservatorship, I'm not able to get married or have a baby. I have a ID inside of myself right now, so I don't get pregnant. I wanted to take the ID out so I could start trying to have another baby, but this so-called team won't let me go to the doctor to take it out because they don't want me to have children, any more children. So basically, this conservatorship is doing me way more harm than good. I deserve to have a life. I've worked my whole life. I deserve to have a 2 to 3 year break and just, you know, do what I want to do.
It doesn't matter whether or not she has mental illness, whether or not she struggles with addiction. This was a woman who spoke clearly. She does not want to work. She just wants to own her own money. Those were her words. And she wants to go off to Maui with her boyfriend, marry him, and have a child. My God, enough is enough. She's done enough. She's done working. Let her go. Let her go and just listen. As Brittany said, and I'm a slave for you. Let me go and just listen. And that's what we did. So here's the thing. I'm going to talk to Heather McMahon today. She is the originator of Brittany 911. This was a true Brittany 911. We had to talk about Brittany's 24-minute conversation that she had. Not a conversation. She was the only one speaking. And that's exactly how it should be. No one, we don't need to say a word to Britney Spears. We just need to sit back and listen. So we talk about her 24 minutes at the microphone, and it's amazing. I'm so proud of her. I'm in awe of her. I'm in awe of her strength. Had no idea all of this what she was dealing with. I mean, it's unbelievable. And today, Heather and I wrap our loving arms around Britney, and I just want to say this. I'm making a Pinterest board for Britney. I'm making a Pinterest board for her because I want Britney to be set up when she is let out of this conservatorship. There's no way we're going to let this happen. There's no way we're going to let her father, that man, continue on as her financial we cannot let this happen. The man is currently living in an RV parked outside of a warehouse that is filled with relics of Britney's career. What a fucking sicko. There, I said it. So I'm making a Pinterest board for Britney when she gets out, because what we learned is that, one, She's not getting the support that she needs. One, why was she having a male therapist? No, not happening. And Brittany, if you want to come out of this, I mean, well, she kind of went back and forth on this. If she does think she needs a little therapy, we're going to get you the right therapist. And you're going to have so many choices. I'm going to add that to the Pinterest board. I'm also, like, she said she wanted to redo her kitchen, and they said it cost, you know, it was going to be too expensive. And all she wanted to do was stain the... She just wanted to stain the cabinets? That's not going to cut it. We want a whole home renovation. I'm going to set you up with some great interior designers so you can be creative, Brittany. I'm going to put that on the Pinterest board. Also, fashion. Now we know maybe it's that Brittany wants to wear something a little bit pricier than the Forever 21. Maybe not, but maybe. Here are some things I'm thinking of for Brittany. I think an Alice and Olivia could be great on Britney. Bold colors, you know, I think she looks great in a pant. And also Alice and Olivia just makes really fun, bold, playful clothing. I want Britney to feel bright, bold, strong. And I also know that she's very feminine. And, you know, she's talking about fairy tales on her Instagram. And how she still wants to believe in the fairy tale. So I'm thinking a little Isabel Morant. I'm thinking a little Chloe, but more like Chloe in the shoes department. They make some great wedges. Brittany loves a wedge. Playful, feminine. I think that could be great. And also, I think for a night out, when she returns, if she returns to any red carpet, or honestly, girl, just put this on if you want to have a nice dinner with your man. I think she'd look great in a Miu Miu. Is it Miu Miu or Miu Miu? Miu Miu. Yes, I think she'd look great in Miu Miu. I was looking at some of that. There's like, we got some bows. We've got like very short dresses. She could wear that with like a great heel. So it's like Britney, but giving Britney, it's like elevated Britney. I just want her to have everything she could ever want. Also adding to the Pinterest board, I want this to feel like when she walks out of this, that she's just like Annie and it's the, you know, I think you're going to like it here. And it's just like, we set all this up for you. It's a buffet of life, and go for it. We want you to feel fully supported. There's also going to be a family home life section. Also, she needs to buy a house in Maui. I want her to have a house, like Lenny Kravitz. I forget where his house is, but it was an Architectural Digest, and it's like in a beautiful tropical location. Like, that's what I'm talking about. Brittany has a vacation home that is going to be an Architectural Digest, if she wanted it to be, in Maui, where her kids can come. And she's there with Sam, and they're doing their thing. It's going to have a state-of-the-art gym, and it's going to feel open, and it's going to feel, but it's going to feel safe, and it's going to be by the ocean, and it's going to be like so amazing. I want that for her. So we're going to add, there's going to be a real estate agent on in this Pinterest board, but many, so she can choose a vibe. And guess what? A lot of women are going to be on this. Enough with, she needs a break. She needs a break. If she wants to build a new team, a support system for herself, it needs to be, we need some strong feminine energy. Money. That's going to be a big section on the Pinterest board. I want Susie Orman up on there. There's another gal I love, Mrs. Dow Jones on Instagram. Brittany, okay, you're going to sit down with her too. I'm making a Pinterest board for Brittany. That's all I'm saying. Brittany, you're taking control of your life. I love you. I love you. I'm sending you all my love. You've got this. We've got you. And collectively, we are all sending that energy to you. We're sending our support. We love you. You are truly the strongest person. Truly the strongest person. You have faced adversity left and right. And enough is enough. Enough is enough. Brittany, we love you. You're perfect. You're doing everything right. Heather.
Jennifer.
This is a moment in time.
And I only call you Jennifer when you're in trouble or when I'm worried. And today's a Jennifer kind of day.
It is a Jennifer kind of day. Yesterday, we're coming fresh off of hearing Brittany's testimony that was made public. To hear it in her voice, that we were able to hear the audio and also receive a transcript, it's so much worse than I thought it was.
Same. I really did not know what to expect. I was so proud of her, and also it was pretty jarring for her to what she said, but B, to hear her in her normal grounded voice, not, you know, putting on Britney Spears, like just Britney doing her thing. It was like hearing a new person.
And it's so, I mean, it's just so sad and so tragic.
Yeah.
And she was abused. I feel terrible. When people were saying this isn't her posting or she's being forced to pose and a post on Instagram, and now she wasn't forced to post, but she lied. And she said, I lied. I was traumatized. I was in shock. I was just trying to carry on.
Right.
It was like watching. Now, Heather, you don't watch Handmaid's Tale, right? You don't get into anything dark. You like a happy
TV
show, right?
I need to stay and I need to stay in the light. I need to live in the light because the darkness can, you know, it's not where I thrive, because the devil lives in the darkness, and I don't even need to put those bad thoughts into my heart and my spirit. Thank you.
Yeah. No, I totally respect that. I respect that. I know this about you, and I will just say this, that the last season of Handmaid's Tale, it's basically what Brittany went through, what Elizabeth Moss's character went through this past season is similar to Brittany, and that Elizabeth Moss gives testimony and talks about her trauma and everything. And it's like it, and when it was listed in that episode, and you hear it's like a recap of the past three seasons, but we saw that happen to an actual person.
Yeah.
So we're talking about forced birth control. for being forced on different medication, being taken off of medication, being put on lithium.
That was really unsettling for me. I mean, when she talks about basically, she's like, do you know what lithium does? You know, I mean, it's one thing to have your family be there to help you. It's one thing when somebody needs to step in and there's medical intervention. But basically what I got from this, and we've all thought this for a while, is that she's been locked up in this house up in Thousand Oaks. Then when they said she had nurses 24/7, 365, you know, basically force feeding her pills. To me, I got a flash to like Michael Jackson. You know what I mean? I got a flash to, there's always a medical professional next to you and you're not living your life. You're not an adult able to make your own decisions. Like, yeah, I'm going to take my medication today. When she said, like, you know, the thing about how she's like, you know, they have somebody saying, I'm not taking my medication. I take it in the morning. Like, to me, that was a very honest thing. Like, duh, bitch, I take my medication in the morning. So fuck you. Like, that wasn't even, you didn't get me, you know?
And she actually even said it that way. I think she said that, which is so dumb.
Yeah, like, so dumb. Yeah,
so dumb. And she's like, I've had the same lady come give me my medication every day for 8 years.
I mean, could you imagine having to have somebody watch over you while you take your medication? It's insane.
It reminded me of my sister and I ran a summer camp for 6 years.
Yeah.
And the nurse had to administer medications every morning and at yeah. night, depending on the schedule. And it was like, you know, the pills were lined up in little cups and, you know, check it if Sally took her Adderall and went off and then wrote a musical. You know, it was like, it's like a child. It's like she said, it's like, it's like they're setting it up for me to live in a rehab. This is my life.
I think too, this whole, when, you know, she talked about the rehab that she went to and how at first she didn't believe Paris Hilton, which I love that. I thought that was just such an honest admission, where she's like, listen, I didn't necessarily believe Paris's thing. And I think because she, even as Britney Spears, looks at Paris Hilton as like kind of a privileged girl, right? She's probably like, I know Paris, you know, we've been through some shit together. I didn't know if I believe that. And then she didn't really fully complete her thought, but I thought the way she came full circle was saying, and then I went through my own experience. And I was like, oh, okay. You know, I get it.
And now I get it. And now I get it. And that's why I didn't tell anyone all of this, because I thought people wouldn't believe me, like how I didn't believe Paris.
Yeah.
She made a lot of sense.
A lot of sense.
It's embarrassing and demoralizing what I've been through. And that's the main reason. I've never said it openly. And mainly I didn't want to say it openly because I honestly didn't think anyone would believe me. To be honest with you, the Paris Hilton story on what they did to her to that school, I didn't believe any of it. I'm sorry. I'm an outsider, and I'll just be honest. I didn't believe it. And maybe I'm wrong. And that's why I didn't want to say any of this to anybody, to the public, because I thought people would make fun of me or laugh at me and say, she's lying. She's got everything. She's Britney Spears. I'm not lying. I just want my life back. And it's been 13 years and it's enough.
The lithium of it all too, when she was like, I felt drunk. I couldn't take care of myself. I couldn't get myself in a car. And then going back into her Instagram or looking at photos of her, there's this photo of her when her Instagram was dark, where she is coming out of, I think it's the Four Seasons with Sam, and she's in her brown Birkenstock, not even like a white, not even trying to.
No, those weren't even created then. No. This was recent. This was recent, right?
Recent, but in a brown Birkenstock.
Solid.
A solid leather brown, dark brown, and a little sundress. And she looked just nothing behind the eyes.
Yeah.
Nothing behind the eyes. And he and Sam was holding her arm and protecting her from the paparazzi. And it just broke my heart. It's so clear that she was on lithium at that time and just not. And being the fact that the lithium came from deciding not to do her show. And she said to an assistant, I'm going to be punished if I make this decision.
That felt, I mean, I'm not somebody who doesn't watch Handmaid's Tale, but that felt very Handmaid's Tale to me. I was like, oh, I already know that this is in the show. Like, I'm going to be punished. And here's the thing. Like, we're both in the entertainment industry. We have, you know, different relationships with our managers and agents and all that, but they work for you. To me, when she was like, I feel like a slave, I'm going to be punished by my management. No. If my manager and my management team was like, if you don't do these tours, if you don't do these shows, you're going to be punished. No, I'm sorry. Then you actually are a slave to the business.
and you can't go to the Turks if you don't do this thing, Heather?
I'll be damned. I will not be happening. Not happening.
Also, thinking about the small things, planning a vacation, it brings you so much joy.
Right.
And you know, looking, that is an example of looking to the future where it's like, you know, be in the present moment. But sometimes making the plan,
right,
it gives you the lift that you need just as much as when you're going to be on the vacation.
Absolutely.
And it's just like she can't plan a vacation.
No, she can't even drive a car. She can't even ride in her boyfriend's car. That was fucked up. When she's like, I want to be able to ride in Sam's fucking car. I was like, yeah, yeah. Because she can't leave. She's a prisoner in her own house.
A relaxing evening where you get in the car and you go out for ice cream or whatever. Like, let the woman live her life. And she kept saying, I want to own my money.
Right.
When she said, I want to own my money that she earned and that she has been paying all of these people. And yet the way they shut the door, she said that they went behind her manager.
Yep.
I mean, she didn't name Larry. She didn't say Larry, but she kept saying my manager. And when she said she got off stage and he handed her the contract for the new Vegas show and said she had to sign it. And if she didn't, she was going to be in trouble and that she could get sued. And she knew that she didn't have control to get her own lawyer to read this contract. So she signed it out of fear. And then she's forced into this show, doesn't want to do it. And now they're mad that she doesn't want to do it and she won't comply. And when she says no to a dance move, her team, the dancers, go behind a closed door while she's sitting on the other side of it. That will, can you imagine how paranoid that would make you?
Yeah.
Yeah. That feeling of I'm about to be punished, that something bad is coming my way. And the fact that then her team called her therapist. I'm sorry. I just can't. Then the therapist said, everyone's calling me. I've received a million calls that you're misbehaving.
Can I tell you, this is a reoccurring theme that I've seen with other people that I know, like in Hollywood. Like, I mean, I've even known like some writers and such that, you know, they'll be like, their therapists are involved in their like professional life. If my therapist called you, because you're my writing partner, for those who don't know, and was like, Jennifer, this is what's going on. I don't know if you know this. That's a HIPAA violation. Why is everybody involved? You know what I'm saying?
Like her, so let's give everyone benefit of the doubt. If you're in a conservator, I mean, but if you're in a conservatorship,
right?
I guess it would make sense to me logically, understanding, you know, real basics of law, that perhaps her dad could call the therapist and he could give his point of view.
That's yes.
But for your manager's not involved in your conservatorship, but yet Larry's handing over contracts, forcing her to sign, threatening her, going behind closed doors, then calling her therapist and like telling on her.
I know that there are so many moving parts that we don't understand when it comes to the legality of the contracts and stuff. Now, I'm not standing up for, like, girl's tired. I've said this since day friggin' one. She wants to go home to Louisiana. She wants to open a dance studio, open a cheer camp, have some babies, put her bare feet in the grass, hang out by the lake, and just live her Southern Louisiana life. I'm from Georgia. I get it. Sometimes you need to go back to your roots and be grounded. That's why I moved back in with my mother. So my thing is, though, like, I tried to wrap my head around, all right, was her manager just saying, like, Brittany, we've already signed up for this contract. Like, I know that there's going to be moving parts and legal, you know, legal stuff that we don't fully understand. So, but I feel like she's tired. She's been tired for a while. She should at least be able to have her own money and be left alone.
If she wants to go spend it all, who fucking cares?
Exactly. Well,
also, I know it's like her kids. So, okay, you want to protect their future, but also it's not their money.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, boys. Get a job.
Get a job.
Get a fucking job. She doesn't need, you don't need to have a nugget from mommy. Like,
right.
Go to McDonald's and get a job.
Was Felicia, her former assistant, was she fired by the family or the conservatorship? When did she bounce off the team? Because what I notice is there's a lot of men making decisions for Britney, but there's not a girl in the mix.
Yes, and Felicia yesterday, it was taken down, or she took it down, mm-hmm. but she posted Free Britney.
Good.
On her Instagram. And she said in the doc that came out
right.
Months ago, she said that it
Which
was
I'm
very
still strange. Bitter that we were not interviewed.
This is our doc.
This
right
is
here,
our
right
doc.
Right now, Heather. Yeah. But that she said it was very strange. She was asked to come back, but she was really kept on the outskirts and she doesn't know why. And I mean, she was alluding to, the other thing is Felicia is basically an auntie to Britney.
Right.
I mean, they all are from the same town. Their moms are, Felicia and Britney's mom are friends, have been for a long time. So Felicia knows a lot of the other stuff, meaning the marriage between Jamie and Lynn.
Who's
and
selling also, Rodan and Fields products. Who's running a pyramid scheme.
Well, there was an article that came out in the New York Times the day before Britney gave this testimony saying that Jamie has gone back to Kentwood. He is going to, you know, the VFW bar, hanging out with everybody and living in an RV that's parked outside of a warehouse that's filled with relics from Britney's career.
No, no. Oh, that's creepy.
Dark.
Dark. Listen, this is so fucked up. A friend of mine worked for somebody in Britney's camp and would have to buy Christmas gifts for Jamie, the dad, and would always get him these like John Varvatos gift cards. And he would always be like, I don't want that. I just want a Dick's Sporting Good gift card for Christmas. You know what I mean? But these LA folks would always try and get him something fancy. He's like, I just want, give me something like Bass Pro Shop. I don't go to Varvatos. You know, like that kind of shit. So
he wants a koozie.
He wants a koozie.
And some to call it a day.
Yeah, some bait and tackle. Wow, he's living outside of the warehouse with her memorabilia. Oh,
I mean, talk about some control issues. Talk about, also in that article, I mean, it's all very tragic, right? I believe, I don't know, Heather, if we talk about a lot of stuff in this realm, but
yeah.
I believe in epigenetics where your DNA, you can feel the trauma from your ancestors, people you've never met, but are in your bloodline.
I mean, it says biblically, like, you know, the sins of the great grandfather will be passed down to the father. That's generational curses, baby.
And her, Jamie's mm-hmm. mother committed suicide.
Oh God.
At the gravesite of a child, okay, of a sibling of Jamie's. This is what this article said.
Okay, this is getting darker. All right.
And then years later, Jamie also, another trauma, was in a car accident.
Okay.
That he was a part of, and a teammate of his from his football team passed away.
Okay.
And then he was married before Lynn, and then in his marriage with Lynn, there were reports of to the police of verbal abuse, and Lynn wanted a restraining order because she was afraid that he was going to hurt her because she was reporting this to the police. I mean, this is a man who himself has had a lot of traumatic experiences in his life. And it's just like, Jamie, like, you have an opportunity mm-hmm. to stop some of these cycles.
But here's the thing. If it's clear, he needs to go through the therapy. He's been through trauma. You know what I mean? You found your little golden ticket, which was Britney, and you're working her to the bone to try and probably make up for the life that you didn't have. But now you're you're essentially not doing the work on yourself. The whole family abusing, needs to sit down. What is Jamie Lynn? What's her, I saw that she was posting some stuff like early on when Britney started kind of, you know, becoming more vocal on Instagram. But where is she in all of this? Has she posted anything today?
She's been quiet. Mm-hmm. Let's look
check?
And
I'm
see.
Do a quick
yeah,
check.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on it. I'm on the Instagrams.
Let's do a wellness check on Jamie Lynn.
Yep.
Britney kept referring to her family throughout.
She did. And I'm curious. Okay, hold on. Let's see. No, Jamie Lynn has. Wait, let's see if she posted something in stories. Oh, she posted the mom. They're being cute. She posted her and her daughter. No, she hasn't posted anything about it.
Nothing. See, I
kept saying
my family,
which to me is the whole kit and caboodle.
I think it's the dad and definitely the brother.
Okay.
Definitely the brother.
I can see that. Where are the women? Where is the female posse holding Brit up?
I think that Lynn and I think that Fee are, they're coming together. Mm-hmm. They're coming together. They're trying to step up now. Now, is it too little, too late? Who knows? And that's up to Britney to forgive, to not, to whatever she's going to do. God bless her. Let her do whatever she wants to do. Let her redo her kitchen and hang out.
That was, I want her to redo her shit. I couldn't imagine if I had worked on the road since I was 15 and I can't even redo my fucking cabinets. Oh, excuse me?
She didn't even want to do a full renovation.
No.
She just wanted to stain them, Heather, which also that wasn't going to fix it.
No.
But let her stain
a light
her.
Stain.
Also give her, here's the thing. I'm like, guys, what are you doing? This is what I'm like. This is truly abuse. Because if you think this gal really needs to be, she only has two options, to be kept at home or performing, which is so sick and wrong anyways. But I'm like, give her a home renovation project.
Yeah.
Bring in a great designer. She can be creative.
Yeah.
You know, by the way, just this morning, I saw your bedroom makeover video. I was like, how did I miss this? It was so great. But I mean, what a creative project.
Listen, right?
It brings you joy.
When you're creative, there's, you know, it's like when George Bush, you know, President Bush started painting. You know what I mean? It's like just, Britney loves to paint. You know, when you're at the top, you got to do things. Like I now am very into throw pillows. You got to just have something very kind of simple and relaxing and creative. There has to be an outlet. To me, she's done her work. She doesn't need to work anymore. What is her net worth? Like, do we know how much money is actually in the conservatorship?
I think they said 60. I think it said 60 million.
Okay.
But we could do a check on that. But I believe it's about 60 million. I mean, the girl doesn't need a lot to live.
She doesn't.
I mean, she only gets $2,000 a week.
Unbelievable. $2,000 a week and you're B Spears? Yeah, it says, okay, she's apparently worth more than $100 million, but her, I guess, net worth in the conservatorship is about $60 million. That's crazy.
And that's all she needs to go and do whatever she wants to do. I mean, I think she wants to go to Hawaii. I think she wants to move to Maui with.
I think she does.
With Sam.
I think she wants to move to Maui with Sam. I think she wants to, you know, head out, do day boat trips, see the dolphins, maybe do some light snorkeling, you know, and she could get into like necklace making and make some cool jewelry and paint by the ocean and live her life.
Let her do her thing. Before we started recording, we were mentioning that it's not that crazy that Britney said. She never believed in therapy. She believes talking it out with God.
And now, I'm a strong proponent for that. I mean, you always need a third party, but I'm telling you what, sometimes when you have a very close connection with the Lord, that's just who you need to talk to. You know, she's a Southern gal that I would like to, you know, raise in the church. She's like, I got a connection with God. I'm on a higher frequency. Yes, it's nice to talk to somebody, but when your therapist is abusing, no, I'm talking straight to the Lord.
It's just me and the Lord, and that's it. Mm-hmm. Also, why did they give her a male therapist?
Yeah.
Like, what is that?
It's a little bit of the control, I think.
Why is no one helping this person?
Right.
Ready to pop the question?
The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
I just keep going back to the beginning. Why did this happen? We know that that paparazzo that she was involved with was potentially crushing up pills and putting it in her Cheerios, and she needed help. She needed to get out of that relationship, and I believe that the only way to do that was, one, to get her on this 5150 hold.
Yes.
Which it's, I mean, after that, you're back out into the world. The family tried to figure out how to get her some help. And now it's just like, guys, that time has really passed.
I think genuinely, and I know this is controversial to say, but I think this is where you're going. Like, I think it started out to be helpful. It started out to really, you know, get her out of that relationship, get her in a safe space. And then it became, we can now control everything. And control. Kind of like dance, puppet dance, you know? And I mean, listen, she has been through, I feel like she's lived 100 lives. She really has. And yeah, is her Instagram some days unhinged? Yeah, it still is. But I think it's now, you know, you can't keep this woman locked up. Whether she wants to perform or not, she's worth 60 mil. I think she'll be good. Let her go live in Hawaii with Sam and paint by the ocean and just live her life with her own money that she has been making since she was like 7 years old.
And I feel terrible because I am taking this on. Last night, Van was like, you can't take this on, Jen.
No,
but I
can't.
Was like, I feel terrible. I didn't know how bad it was. And they forced her to do so many things. And she just wanted a break. They made her, when we see her unhinged on Instagram, mm-hmm. so much of that is being locked in a house. When she at the end said,
"That's what
I want to keep talking
so
to you for hours.
Yeah.
Because when I get off with you, I'm just going to hear," and she, you hear like a banging, like she was banging the table, like, no, no,
yeah.
no. Imagine you, I mean, Heather.
Being locked at my mother's house.
Being locked in your mother's house.
Mm-hmm.
You've made $60 million. Mm-hmm. You're paying everyone. And then they're saying, no, Heather, you can't go on vacation. And Heather, if you don't do this, you can't do that. And Heather, we're going to put an IUD in you and you're going to.
You can't have no babies. Know,
can't have babies.
I wish I could stay with you on the phone forever, because when I get off the phone with you, all of a sudden, I hear all these no's, no, no, no. And then all of a sudden I feel ganged up on, and I feel bullied, and I feel left out and alone. And I'm tired of feeling alone. I deserve to have the same rights as anybody does by having a child, a family, any of those things.
The kind of princess in the tower, is that's the biggest element to me through all of this. It's one thing if you need the mental health help, and it's one thing if you've got a team behind you that's like, let's make sure you go to the best doctors and yada, yada, yada. But the fact that you are locked up and can make absolute zero decisions, you are not allowed to ride in a car with your boyfriend. These are day-to-day things. You know, it's one thing if they're like, hey, you're really famous. You shouldn't go to the grocery store because we don't want you to get mobbed. You know what I mean? But it's the fact that she cannot, as an adult, she's, how old is Brittany? 37? 39. She can't run her own life. That's insane.
But can pay for everyone else's.
But can pay for everyone else's. Goodbye.
How do you go to sleep at night? All these people involved. How do you go to sleep and cash that check knowing that this person is in pain? It's bad money. That's some karmically really dirty money.
Oh, absolutely. I'm curious too. So did she have another day of testifying, or how does it work? What is the rest of the legal process look like?
So now I believe it will, the following statements from Jamie's team will not be made public, and so hopefully now she will officially petition for this to end, which I think is what part of yesterday was. Mm-hmm. And hopefully some changes will be made in that. At the very least, her dad will be removed from being in charge of all of her money.
Right.
I mean, I think that is the next step. I don't think it's just going to be like, and it's all over. I would be dancing in the streets, just absolutely going wild if that happened. But I don't think that's going to be the case. I think at best it will be that her dad will be removed. That will be the first step.
Right. And then they'll put like an outside attorney on it. Yeah, I mean, to me, the judge sounded, she was like, seemed kind of like, it's good to hear you. You know what I mean? Like when she was like, we're good to have you back. I feel like the judge, and it's good that she had a female judge. She's got somebody who's going to have a softer side. I think Brittany's going to come out of this and it's going to be in her favor. I really do. I'm very optimistic about it. We need to get her out of California too. I know that her children are in California, but I do think we need to, if I got to start a GoFundMe for a lake house in Louisiana, I think that needs to be her getaway. You know what I mean? Listen, people are realizing the state of California has got some shady boots business going on. We learned that through COVID. We've learned that. But guys, if you learn anything from this podcast, don't keep your money in LA, okay? Or California, period.
I want to know who Coach Ken is. She said that she's forced to meet with Coach Ken.
I think it's a life coach, right? Coach Ken, she kept checking in with him. She was forced to meet with him multiple times a week. I think he's a life coach is what I'm going to guess. Again, another man, another friggin' dude with a dong who's trying to sprinkle an advice into her life.
Heather, the last time you were on the podcast, we came up with a great idea of getting her a gentle yet very strong lesbian who is a life coach, and
she needs a power lesbian. I've been saying this for a while. She needs somebody named, like, I don't know, Ursula, who just, you know, wears Tevas, has a nice tool, you know, just a soft sided fanny pack with just first aid things. Yeah. You know, she needs it with like gum and like accoutrements. She's like, get back. Who can run security? Who can life coach? Who can probably whip her up a great BLT? You know what I mean? That's what she needs. Because women do it all. We know this. We can multitask. Men really can only hyper-focus on one thing. And we need a power lesbian who's going to come in, run security, run the show, and say, I got you. I got your back. I got you. And I can hold you at night and keep you warm.
I want a female lawyer.
Yep.
I want a female house manager.
Yep.
We need an Ursula up in the mix. We need,
energy protecting her.
Protecting her.
And that's why
they're moms.
I think it'll be really interesting to see what her mom and her sister say. And they're clearly in the same camp in Louisiana, but I do find it interesting. And listen, I don't want to hear, oh, it's because of COVID. That's some bullshit. People have been flying, doing your thing. Like, come on. Were they able to visit her in California? Why are they not allowed to see her? Like, I want to hear from the women in her family.
Oh, gosh. Me too. Me too.
I don't think we're really going to get answers until we hear from mom and sis.
Mommen says, and if Britney ever does do a tell-all interview, which she said she prefers something like yesterday where she just told her story and that was that and not being asked questions because, again, someone she is afraid of other people and rightfully so.
If you've been locked in your house, you're getting drugged, you have no control over anything, you're afraid if you say something, you're going to be punished, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. Could you imagine sitting down doing like an Oprah interview? Even as kind and gentle and loving and tender and nurturing as Oprah is, you'd still have that past trauma that you're going to get punished.
And it's not at that point too. And I would say if I were her manager, I would say to Oprah's people, like, look, we're going to let you do this sit down, but I want you to know this isn't about, if you need to be a journalist right now, you're not for us.
We need you to be a buddy.
This is about receiving a woman's story and really hearing her and supporting her. I mean, this is truly like a believe women. Like,
right.
Enough is enough. Listen to Britney Spears.
What did you think about Justin Timberlake coming out and speaking out?
I had mixed feelings about it.
I did too. And then this morning I kind of woke up and said, good for him.
That's exactly how I was feeling. At first I was like, too little too late. Like now, Justin.
Right.
However, I mean, even myself as a Britney lover, supporter, I mean, I have like a niche podcast about her. You know, this was for no one but myself, really.
Right.
And I was like, oh God, it was so much worse than I thought. I feel terrible. Like, there were so many things that I was like, no, that can't be true. And, you know, much how like Britney felt about Paris Hilton. So I woke up and I was like, you know what? You get there when you get there. And I thought also it was very powerful by him saying that he and Jessica Biel were both supporting her and that everyone should be able, you know, to have the right to have a family and to live their life and that it is her money. So I felt like there was some growth there, and I think now today I'm like, okay, I think everybody should be supporting her in any way that they can.
And she hasn't seen her kids. Do we have any information on that? I was trying to do a little research, but I can't figure out, was she able to see them at all during COVID? Like, what are the parental rights, custody rights?
I know that the custody is currently 70-30, where Britney has 30% custody. But I don't know how that has worked out during COVID. But I mean, it's just all of it is just so sad. This has been 13 years of her life.
Right.
13 years of her life. I think about the last 13, I'm the same age as Britney. The last 13 years of my life, if someone told me no every single day, but I was supporting.
Of course you'd be unhinged. Of course. I really want to hear from her mom and her sister. I think that's going to really set things right for me or send me in a full tailspin. Okay. I need to hear the females in her life, hear the scoop from them. Yeah, I mean, I fully understand what you're saying, Jen. It's exhausting. It's just exhausting to think for 13 years she hasn't been able to control anything in her life. You
and
know,
has worked so hard.
Has worked.
It
so
makes
hard.
Me feel. It makes me feel sick to my stomach thinking about when I saw her in Vegas. That's something that she was forced to do. And I do have flashbacks of thinking when I went backstage and did the meet and greet. And she was so nervous and she was so checked out.
Mm-hmm.
And Larry Rudolph was standing in the corner with his arms crossed in some really bad gray leather jacket.
Oh,
just watching her with this like cool, like just his eyes on her and standing over her. And it felt so bad in the moment. Mm-hmm. And I remember putting my hand on the small of her back and being like, this is so not right. Like,
right.
I felt so uncomfortable. It felt so dirty. I was like, she doesn't seem to want to do this.
Right.
And now I'm just like, oh God.
Listen, everybody's hurt. And I think intentions were in the right place. I mean, what was it like 5 years ago when I was like, anybody going to like flag this? Like, this is crazy behavior. Are we going to I'll act like this is normal. And so I think to see everything kind of come full circle and for us to really understand the other side of it. Cause again, she even said it. She's like, I've told everybody I'm okay. I'm just zany. I'm doing my thing. I'm Brit, you know, and she's always lived as a free spirit, which I love. But I think we all kind of knew there's gotta be a writing on the wall. What's happening? And so to hear all of this yesterday was just, I mean, I laid in bed last night, had my headphones in, and I was just listening to it with my eyes closed, like, you know, absorbing it like I'm doing a meditation app, just to say, like, Brittany, I hear you. I was listening to the tone of her voice, the cadence, the speed in which she talked, just everything about it. I was like, wow, this is really, you know, I think we've all felt a little bamboozled. We've all felt by the system. You know what I mean? I'm not talking about her. It's like, okay, what can we do? You know, and for the longest time, people, I'm sure, have reached out to you and said, you know, you got to help her. And people would tell me like, Heather, what are you doing? It's like, we can't get to her. Own mom and sister probably couldn't get to her. Like, you know, we all just have to be here and to be supportive and listen and absorb it and be like, girl, I'm a shoulder to cry on. Like I always said, I'd love to just be able to take her to lunch, go to the Cheesecake Factory and be like, girl, let's get a couple appetizers and let's just chit chat. Let's have an iced tea and just, you know, hash it out.
And for all of the younger listeners, I'm saying if you're in your 20s, mm-hmm. even in your early 30s, and you're starting to build your career, I want to say this. One, it's okay if you don't know all the ins and outs of how all of this works.
Right.
You're learning while you're doing it. So feel empowered to ask questions. Know that it is your money. Let yourself make that money. Let's educate ourselves,
yeah.
support each other as women in making money. And I say no thank you to men trying to control women and their money.
I love
like,
that.
Like, let's come together. Let's make this money. Let's also support each other as women. And God, I mean, I'm just thinking about like.
I'm sleeping Erica with Jane. One eye open tonight
one
next to
eye
my
open,
husband.
Thinking about Erica Jane and what is going on over there. Like. Whew, like everybody, you know, and whatever kind of relationship you're into, like everybody, let's ask some questions. Let's
our bank accounts and our credit card statements today. You know, that's all I'm saying.
Let's do that.
Mm-hmm.
Heather, thank you so much for this true Brittany 911.
Jennifer, thank you for allowing me to be here. I'm still going to call you Jennifer until this is all done. but listen, I think you're doing the Lord's work and trying to, you know, get to the bottom of this. And I think we've just got to buckle up. I think there's a lot more stuff that's going to come out. And we're going to get there because you know what? We got a strong group of wonderful people who really do care about Brittany, and I think we just come at it as super fans and we can only continue to support her. And I want to see her in Hawaii with her beachside resort with Sam.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Marc Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Marc.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.